With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump warning Venezuela's president he is preparing to further escalate the four-month pressure campaign on the Maduro government with the stated purpose of stemming the flow of illegal drugs from that South American country to the United States. In the meantime, the Venezuelan parliament has approved a measure that criminalizes a broad range of activities that can hinder navigation and commerce in the South American country, such as the seizure of oil tankers. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick strongly defends the president's aggressive action.
We lost 100,000 people last year to fentanyl and opioids, 4,000 Pennsylvanians. These narco-terrorists, these cartels, these are heavily armed cartels with military capability in many cases.
Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston, with an update on that story.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nasty weather in a good chunk of the country. Powerful winter storm sweeping east from the plains, bringing heavy snow, ice, and rain. Blizzard conditions and whiteout conditions in part of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. She was one of the most photographed women in history, a beautiful, sultry star, Brigitte Bardot, dead at 91. This is SRN News. A Texas judge wants the Supreme Court to reconsider gay marriage.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley doesn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies and is asking the High Court to reverse its 2015 ruling, legalizing the practice nationwide. The lawsuit argues that, quote, officiating a wedding ceremony is speech, and the state is preventing Judge Hensley from engaging in this speech unless she agrees to perform homosexual marriages in violation of her Christian faith. Hensley and others say the states should decide on gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pro-life group planning to spend big on the midterms in 2026. A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn children. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million promoting life pro-life candidates all across the nation. SRN News. Tragedy in New Jersey.
Two helicopters crash in New Jersey Sunday morning in what the FAA says was a mid-air collision that killed one pilot and critically injured another. Video from the scene shows a helicopter spinning rapidly to the ground. The Hamilton Police Department says rescuers responded to a report of an aviation crash at about 11:25 a.m. Police and fire crews extinguished flames that engulfed one of the helicopters. The FAA says it was a mid-air collision between two Enstrom helicopters, one an F-28A, the other a 280C, over Hamilton Municipal Airport. Only the pilots were on board each aircraft. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, the man accused of placing two pipe bombs in Washington on the eve of January 6, 2021, telling investigators he believed someone needed to speak up for people. This is SRN News.